12 minutes after 8 o'clock, and it's time for Raising the Standard with Boss Services on a Friday morning as we try to help you out and answer various home maintenance questions over the course of our Friday get-togethers on heating and cooling and plumbing, electrical, bathroom upgrades, duct cleaning, air purification, and more. Boss Service guys are with us again this morning, both Jeff and Jerry Street, and we welcome them and say, hey, guys. How are things?
Super.
Super?
Fantastic.
Super and fantastic. All right. Well, we'll start with that. And that sets the bar too high for this show, as you guys know.
Yeah. So, game over.
Be prepared to just kind of begin the slide down to some sort of a sense of reality here.
All the fun starts at the top of the slide, Jim.
You're right. We're going to talk a little bit about training and customer service, because over the course of our discussions here and weeks and months past, we've talked a little bit about that, and we've had some of your guys on to speak to that, and I've witnessed some of the results my own self at the house, but it's important for you guys to make sure that your people continue to be, I guess, upgraded, if you will, or at least updated on everything that's new and relevant in the world of heating and air conditioning. So that, from what I understand in our brief discussion prior to going on the air here, applies all the way up the ladder. In fact, you guys are doing that as well, trying to keep yourselves abreast of what's going on in the industry. Tell me about this excursion you've had to a neighboring state and what that was all about, and your guest in the office this morning.
Yeah, so just like you said, you know, we're constantly training our people, technical and, you know, personal training to get better every day. So we're no different as owners, and we have mentors and peers that we learn from all the time. So this week we've been in the great state of Minnesota, and we have Scott with us here this morning, and we've learned a lot about how Scott does things over there.
Similar situation. What is his facility like over in Minnesota?
Well, it's super fantastic, and he has highly, you know, trained union people actually over there. So la-di-da, right? That's pretty awesome.
La-di-da. Well, is that common, or is that unique to the industry, or common in Minnesota, or what's the difference, union there and not union here?
Well, we have both here as well. I mean, we're, there's a good mix here. But Scott, how is it in your area? Is it a good mix, or is it common, or what do you think?
I would say most people are non-union there. It was how I started out, and so I kept the business that way. It's unique, I guess, in our world, just because it is a higher pay structure. It affords some training and skills, but it also has some downfalls as well, just like anything.
Sure, and that's what we reviewed over there. You know, so again, so I guess we're going down the union road here, but they get consistent technical training, right? But there's still a process. There's, you know, customer service is not technical. Just because you're turning a wrench doesn't mean you're having a good experience, right? So there's a give and take between the customer service aspect of what we do and the technical side, right? And so that's why we're sharing information.
How do you guys keep in contact, or first and foremost, how do you, as you mentioned, having mentors elsewhere in the industry and other parts, how do you get hooked up to begin with, through trade organizations, or how does that work?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have a group of a lot of business owners, and you know, with today's technology, you have Zoom and Facebook and all of these platforms to kind of share ideas, and we planned it was actually a three-shop trip this week, and Scott was one of the stops. But, yeah, we're in constant contact every week.
All right. Are the wives buying that these are business trips?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like, It's all about how you sell it, Jim.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that everything was...
We'll get you in on the next one. This isn't on the radio, is it?
No. None of these have been. Haven't you figured that out yet?
Nice.
So, I mean, it is critical in any organization that the training go from top to bottom. And so if you guys go out and find people that might be doing something a little different, a little more efficiently, or you find some training techniques that they use that you can utilize, that's a good thing. And I would assume that there can be a reciprocal situation. People might learn from you guys as well, right?
It's a possibility. Yeah, like, unfortunately, there's nobody out there doing things better than us, but we can always learn something from other people.
Right.
Right.
Well, you know, the other thing you can learn is how not to do things, right?
Yes, you can.
That's when Scott comes in.
Oh, wow. An in-your-face slam. That's nice. I guess this will be Scott's last visit to Southwest Michigan. Yeah.
Scott is not welcome in Michigan.
Well, I mean, I suppose you can also learn that from local competition as well, right? When you go out and you hear stories and find and hear about situations regarding customer service from the competition, you go, well, there's something we're not going to do, right?
Yeah, and it's, you got to be careful with all of this, right? Like, a mistake, we all make mistakes, right? So we all have challenges to overcome, and that's the nature of the business. So you have to not confuse, like, something went wrong with bad customer service. Like, we have a standard of service that we're trying to provide every day, and of course we go above and beyond that sometimes. And we go and we don't hit the mark sometimes. So it's all about learning different techniques and skills from other business owners. What's worked? What hasn't worked? How can you grow a team that's going to make the minimal amount of mistakes? You know, go out there and serve at the highest level.
And certainly what makes the difference between the various organizations is how you respond to those mistakes and how you fix them afterwards. And I think... I think I just heard you, and that's all right. I think I just heard you admit that you're not perfect, and that, quite frankly, is a breath of fresh air. So thank you for that.
I'm going to counsel him after this on that comment. So,
yeah, well, maybe we shouldn't be doing this live.
You have some kind of beep we can do? Beep him out every time Jerry speaks. Beep him out.
Wow, that would be a weird show, wouldn't it?
All right. But yeah, I don't want to jump off that real quick right now. But yeah, I think that is important. Yeah, like, mistakes are made from time to time, and it's all about how you are you going to stand behind that mistake and own it, or are you going to try to not take responsibility for it? Right. And we're going to own it every time.
Can I ask Mr. Scott what he is hoping to pick up here from a visit to the Boss Services, or maybe what he has learned, or at least, how to buy and service a fleet of vehicles or whatever he might be picking up here?
Well, certainly. These gentlemen are farther along in their journey. They figured out stuff earlier than I did. And one of the things was, we talked about training, and my guys are amazingly trained technically, but that customer service aspect is something that they didn't, training they never received. And it's something I've kind of learned the hard way. And so coming over here and watching Boss Services, they've got that total package. They not only train their guys technically, but they have trained their guys to provide an amazing customer service experience. And that's something that we lack. And so I was really excited to come over here and learn more about that and how they implement that every day.
I'm guessing you don't want me to edit or beep that. Would that be a...
No, we can run that, Jim. We'll run it.
All right. Just run it. Well, that's high praise indeed, which suggests that you guys have been working hard at this and doing your homework. Have you had other mentors or other places you've turned for guidance to get to this level of customer service and training?
No, right out of the box.
just relying on gut instinct and just frame of mind at the moment, huh? Man. All right. So, customer service tops in your line of work, and the training goes from top to bottom. What do you do with your individual? Let's say your installers. What kind of training and guidance do they get as far as both of the physical work that they do and the customer service that they have to provide?
Yeah, so we've structured a process to where it is a consistent reminder of you're not just out there to change the furnace or the air conditioner. It's really about, you know, the customer that you're working for. So what they get every day is a constant reminder of that process and, you know, hey, don't just put your blinders on and forget that you're working for a person. And it's easy to do. Like, we've all had jobs where you wake up and you do the same thing repetitively. And you forget that we're in the customer service business. So what they get is that daily structure and a team environment to support that.
You know, we have a structured training program that reinforces everything. We also, you know, we have some virtual training for technical and communication. We have, you know, a ton of communication training. And then there's some technical classes that around the country that we send people to, you know, Georgia and other places.
Well, I can speak to that certainly because the two gentlemen that you had come out for my installation, and then, of course, Brandon, the setup guy, they were in constant communications, not only with each other to you know, get the answers to particular questions, but with me and the missus on a regular basis, too. What about this? Is this okay? This is what we're doing, you know, so on and so forth. So, yeah, it wasn't like they, you know, they snuck in and put the whole thing together and snuck out again. So there was constant communication, and, you know, that was valuable.
Yeah, communication is the key.
So there you go. We're raising the standard with the good people from Boss Services, Jeff and Jerry Street, and their guest from Minnesota, Mr. Scott, as they try to learn from each other and keep the their individual organizations and the industry as a whole strong here. Gentlemen, we thank you for your input this morning and a look behind the scenes at how things work at Boss Services. You guys have a good weekend if you so choose, and enjoy the weather.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, guys.